Hey, the Paradise Town Board will come to order today, April 26th, 2022, at 7 p.m. And if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And before we get started, let me just point out a few of the notes at the top of the agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute at this time any cell phones you might have that might interrupt the meeting. And if you have any private conversations, if you would take them outside, either in the lobby back there or the side over here, it would be appreciated because it's terribly hard to hear up here if everybody is chattering in the back. Let me just turn mine off. All right, moving on, I'll leave the last couple of items to all of you to take a look at when you care to. Let the record reflect that all of the board members are present. And do we have county introductions?
Laura Fegley, current planning.
And I'm out with Commissioner Gibson Thomas.
Anyone else? Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and if you would... when you come up to the microphone, which is right there tonight, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. And if any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do we have approval of them? Does anyone have anything they want to say before we get started? We have approval of the minutes for April 12, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for April 12, 2022.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for April 12, 2022. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for tonight, April 26, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening, April 26, 2022, with no holds, combines, or deletions of any item.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the agenda for April 26, 2022, and there are no holds, combines, or delays of any items. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any informational items?
No.
No informational items, but if I could just take a second to set up the easel here. Figured I don't want to do this in the middle of someone who's going to present.
Beautiful.
All right. Sorry about that.
Looks great.
Thanks.
Thank you. So we'll move on to planning and zoning. ET 22400038, UC 190990, Eagle Paradise LLC and Therac LLC, waivers of development standards for first extension of time for the following. One, increase animated sign area. 2. Increase freestanding sign area. Design review for a freestanding sign with increased animated sign area in conjunction with a shopping center on 5.3 acres in a C2 General Commercial AE65 zone, generally located north side of Harmon Avenue on the east side of Paradise within Paradise.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is a request for a permit.
Do we have your name and address for the record?
Corey Spound. 556 Homewood Road, Los Angeles, California.
All right, go ahead.
And thank you for your time. And we're seeking an extension of the permit to construct the animated sign that we had received before. And due to delays related to COVID and from some supply chain issues, we needed extra time, but we're looking forward to enacting this project.
Does anybody here have anything they'd like to say on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from our board, I'd like to make a motion to approve this extension of time subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
Until February 18, 2024?
Correct.
We have a motion to approve this item with the current preliminary staff conditions, which includes a February 18, 2024 to commence. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
We go to the Planning Commission on the 17th.
Thank you.
Item number 2, ET 22400042, UC 190312, Church Baptist Paradise Bible Use Permit, Third Extension of Time to waive design standards for accessory modular buildings. Design review for modular buildings, classrooms, and restrooms in conjunction with an existing charter school and place of worship on 4.3 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located in the southwest corner of Emerson Avenue and Pacific Street within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here today on behalf of the applicant. This is the location of the site right here, just south of Emerson Drive. The site plan is down below you. I know you're very familiar with this application. It was originally a church, and it's been subsequently taken over by Nevada Rise, which is a charter school. The extension of time is for the portable units, which is in the back part of the site. We have been, as you read the staff report, working diligently to get these permitted. We were very close, and somewhat at the last minute, we found out from fire that we needed an alarm system that we hadn't accounted for. And so while we've gone back through the process to get that, it required us to come in for a third extension of time. It's unusual for staff to recommend approval of a third extension of time, but they have done so because they were able to see that we've been making progress on that. And so I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone here like to speak on the item? So now I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. I just had a question. There are classrooms and a restroom, correct?
In the portables, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so nobody thought in the beginning about fire alarm? I mean, there are kids and what have you.
I don't know if it was if they didn't think about a fire alarm, but they didn't know the kind of fire alarm. Might have been a change in the kind it is. That part I don't know.
This seems kind of odd that they wouldn't have thrown
the good
that
news
in
is a fire alarm is going in.
Huh?
The good news is a fire alarm
the
is going in.
The fire alarm's going in. It just seems kind of odd, and you wouldn't be here asking for an extension of time over fire alarm. Okay. If nobody has anything else, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, and that goes to the 17th, the Planning Commission. Item number 3, UC 220164, Willie Bug and Bubby LLC. Use permit for a proposed personal services use, non-invasive beauty in conjunction with an existing commercial building located in the Commercial Industrial Complex Park 2000 on 1.1 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE70 zone, generally located approximately 200 feet north of Sunset Road and approximately 800 feet east of Eastern within Paradise.
Hi. Hi, my name is Ladrea McDonald, 2560 East Sunset Road.
Excuse me, can you repeat your name? I'm sorry.
Ladrea McDonald.
Is the light
on? I don't think the mic's on.
Ladrea?
Is it on now?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you are.
Ladrea McDonald. I'm asking for a special use permit to open my business to offer non-invasive services such as teeth whitening and body contouring, and also doing some retail as far as some at-home kits.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve, subject to the staff with approved conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to the staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it.
Opposed? Motion carries.
You
just
ignore it at
5.
You think?
Is it
done? It's only when you acknowledge it, they'll follow it.
Okay, item number 4, UC220169, Beth Andrew and Care Holdings LLC. Use permit for a hookah lounge within an existing commercial center on a portion of 1.1 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the west side of Pecos Road and the north side of Russell Road within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Christopher Trotter, STROTTER. Address is 5120 Fern Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. Here on behalf of my company, Windy City Hookah LLC, just asking for a special use permit. The facility that we lease on Pecos and Russell is not zoned for hookah. We were unaware, and we found out months after we received the space. Just asking for a special use permit to operate as a hookah lounge.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Would you like to come forward, give us your name and address for the record? Tell us what you would like to say.
My name is Mark Collentine. I own the property at 5643 Pecos, just north of the old strip mall there. And I just have some questions about what is the maximum occupancy of this place? And is there enough parking to facilitate all of this? And is it too close to a school, a child's? Because there's one on Russell or on Pecos, just a little bit north of Russell. And security, is there security for this? Because you know, we've had some issues on the corner there. I just recently had some catalytic converters stolen and stuff, so just a little bit worried about how many people are going to go to this place and how late are they open.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to to respond to those?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do have security on premises. 3 armed licensed security. They are available the entire time we're open. And we're closed Sunday and Monday. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Our hours of operation are 6 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then to close at midnight. And then we close at 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. We open at 8 p.m. The parking assessed was about 37 parking spaces. So we have adequate parking. We are the only facility open after 6 p.m. and at Shopping Plaza, side of the gas station. And I personally, as the owner, I make sure that everyone has left the premises prior to closing time. So hopefully that gives you a little more comfort as far as make sure nothing is going on the property. We did have a few homeless people camping in that area. We got a fence put up through the company. We had a fence put up around the perimeter, and it is locked, so we don't have anyone hanging out or around the property that shouldn't be there. And I personally have guaranteed that and ensure that we won't have any issues during our hours of operation. We're taking on all the liability today.
Okay. Yes.
As a staff, I just want to clarify that occupancy has to be building requirements for business license, and that is an exception. Parking does meet code, and the location to the school is not a code requirement, and we look at it as a code.
Okay. So anyone else have anything they'd like to say? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. I do have a question for you. I'm glad you clarified that you've been operating without a permit, not knowing that you needed a permit.
We hadn't opened as of yet, and so we were in the process of opening. I went down to the county, and then they came out
to our property, mm-hmm. and they told us that we were not zoned for hookah lounge, so then we ceased the operation then. We didn't open it completely and start operating. And then they told me that when I went down to apply, they told me that we could operate because I had applied for the license. Mm-hmm. And about 15 days or so later, they came out and told us we needed a special use permit. So I went back down to the county and applied for that. But they told us we are able to operate during this time.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Yes, sir.
I noticed that one of your events, I guess you classify some of these things as events.
It wasn't one private event.
On the 29th, I believe it is,
at
7, you're having adult game night. What is that?
It's just for adults. It's huge games of Jenga. Actually, I mean, sort of what our facility looks like. But it's just regular games for adults. Collect for Jenga. They're playing cards, dominoes. We just classify it as adult game night.
Okay, so it's not the other adult.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Think about
it. Absolutely not, sir. Absolutely not.
What is Throwback Saturdays?
It's old school music, 80s, 90s. Play Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Like that. Yes,
all right. Just wanted to clarify.
I don't even allow guys to wear ball caps. That's another thing that I would make note of is our services page. We don't allow guys to wear ball caps. We do allow business casual, no hoodies at all. So we make sure we stop there right at the door.
Okay. All right. That's the only questions I had. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yes, sir.
Stepped into something.
Mr. Chilman, if there's no other questions from you, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval of this item subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And you go to the Planning Commission on the 17th of May, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Always doing my homework, yeah. Okay, number 5, UC 22-0174-4175 LLC. Use permits for the following: 1, recreational facility, go-kart track, and 2, service bar. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduce parking and eliminate bicycle parking requirement. Design review for a recreational facility on 3.9 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Arville Street and Nevso Drive within Paradise.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, SPEWART, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the item. And this is the site of the pole position indoor track, go-kart track, that's been around for like 15 years. They were approved in 2007. We did at that time have a big parking waiver because the parking is calculated on the overall square footage. And as you can see on the floor plan, the bulk of the square footage is a track. So there's only so many tracks that can, people who can be on the track at that time. Also, they added having a service bar in the snack bar area for people. Like sometimes they have bridal showers and things like that. So people want to have a little party, but they cannot drive if they had alcohol because those cars cost about $10,000 each. So they're very vigilant about that. Again, they've been open for 15 years. There's never been a problem with regards to the parking. I've had meetings there and we've all driven and there's still plenty of spaces. They just forgot to file for the review and so that sort of expired. So, with all respect, I'm happy to answer any questions and we respectfully request your approval.
Is there anyone here in the audience like to speak on this item? And seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. I know they've been there for quite some time, and I read the thing about the parking, but they've never had a parking issue there. Because when I used to go by there all the time when I was doing event staff security supervising at the Orleans, they always had quite a crowd, so they need the parking, even though they're saying that it's coming from this. Mostly coming from a strip that's not necessarily accurate.
They pick up people, they have vans that they transport mm-hmm. people from the strip, but they also, most if they have events, they're at night, And then there's the parking that, that because there is a warehouse on the western side of it, so that's available also.
Okay. And will the new owner, because there was a reference that they're
It's being purchased by yeah. K1 Speed, which is the largest indoor go-kart company in the United States.
So will the new owner have to apply for a permit, or does it follow with...
I don't know if it's like something for us to that. This use permit, land use goes with the land, not with the person.
Uh-huh.
So in this case, whatever they have to do, the business
So they'll probably, that. Yeah, but I mean as far as the permit, they have this whole thing. Okay, I was just curious.
And it's not going to expire again, there's no review, correct?
Right, they didn't put a review on this time, so...
Right, that's yeah. Okay.
They've been there for a long time, I wouldn't see why we'd want to do that. Does anybody else have anything? I'd make a motion to approve, subject to the staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Planning Commission, May 17th. I know you know that. I still have to say it. Item number six, UC 220178, Legacy Funeral Holdings in Nevada, LLC. Use permit for a funeral home. Design review for a funeral home with modifications to an existing parking lot in conjunction with an existing cemetery on a portion of 21.6 acres in a PF public facility AE65, AE70, and AERPZ zone, generally located on the south side of Patrick Lane, 285 feet east of Eastern within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lasovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight representing the applicant. This is the location of the site. Here's Eastern Avenue. It's just south of Patrick. It's the existing funeral home area that you know. The existing building, which is the round building that sits on the corner, that will remain. The purposes of this application is to add a new funeral building, which is located back here, right off of Patrick Lane. We did have this application previously approved, but with everything that kind of was crazy over the last couple of years, we accidentally let it expire, so we have to refile and get it back in the system. We appreciate staff recommending approval, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Are the temporary refrigerated trailers going to remain?
We just recently got an administrative approval to build an entire new building for cooler storage.
Okay.
Obviously, so that was a combination of two things that happened. There were, Davis is one of the companies on the rotation for the corner. In addition to anybody who privately wants to use them, there was another company that was removed from that rotation, so Davis picked up everything and it was a lot. And so it became a bit of a crisis, and so we moved through the system quickly with an administrative application for another building on this site, which will be for cooler.
Okay. Well, if there are no other comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. May 17th to the Planning Commission.
Can't get rid of them.
Yeah. I'll get there in just a minute. No, that's it. Item number seven, UC 220180, Mate Commercial LLC, use permit to reduce the separation between the tire installation and repair facility and a residential use within a portion of an existing office warehouse building on 1.3 acres in MD Design Manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the south side of Helm Drive, approximately 635 feet west of Spencer Street within Paradise.
Good evening again, Jennifer Lasovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight representing the applicant. Really, I think that this bottom exhibit tells the entire story. You can see this whole area is master planned for business employment in the blue. But when you come down here to the zoning map, this is our site right here. And as luck would have it, on either side of us is an RE zoned piece of property. And so technically speaking, we need to come forward with this application. Now, there are no actual homes on the site that are being used as homes. We have some information that on one of the adjacent properties it's being advertised and used for a business. But really, it's just the nature of those two lots still maintaining that RE zoning, even though it really functions entirely as an MD area. And so we're asking to take over the space in the second part. We're asking that this is an existing building that's already there, and so we're asking to take a portion of the building and do the tire sales and installation in this location. Staff is recommending approval, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do you have anyone here like to speak on the item? None, so I will close to the public and open it to the board. If nobody has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Might be a record. 740. I don't know.
Our record is
740. Oh!
Yeah. I almost made it last time. It's 2 minutes off. Okay, item number 8, UC220184. North Surrenda Real Estate Holdings Corporation use permit for a communication tower. Design review for a redesigned communication tower on a 0.9 acre parcel in a CP office and professional zone. Generally located on the west side of Pecos McLeod Interconnect and the north side of Twain Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Cynthia Squire, SQUIER. I'm here pretty much representing everybody. This is an existing flagpole that I came before you not so long ago, I'd say about 2 years. We expanded the canister to try to get better and improved service out of this for the surrounding community, and it didn't work out. So, here we are again. And now, not only am I before you today requesting your approval to change this to a palm, but I need a height extension to reach not only the T-Mobile surrounding network that we've invested in, but in order to install 5G. The canister and the flagpole is a limitation, not only in service, but capacity. I also submitted some exhibits on the file that show the height increase and the grade issue we're having when we get to a certain address, I guess you could call it. So we can't actually project over and reach the network. So if you're looking at this front page with this slide right here, RF at T-Mobile RF, the engineers, gave you a picture showing that the elevation of the ground, right, changes, and so the signal becomes blocked right here. I put these on file in a larger format so that everybody could see it, but once we can get past that by giving me the height extension, the service improves greatly. So this is kind of our Achilles heel here with this site. This will also keep me from going 650 feet and applying for a new tower. So these are the differences. These pink maps that you see right here are the differences in signal strength with the height increase. So it's pretty significant. So with that said, I know staff is recommending approval, but I'm before you tonight to answer any questions that you have.
Does anyone have any questions they'd like to bring up on this? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Are you?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Looking at the photograph on Pecos McLeod, that one you have that shows the existing.
You want the one in the corner? Hold on.
The one you just showed me, though, may answer my question. I was just wondering how much higher it is, this one. So when you look at this compared to these two, how much higher is it going? And that one answers that question.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Keep in mind that those are Sims, and I'm not going to portray, the tower will be taller. I'm before you for a height increase tonight. It's significant. We need it for the network and to install 5G here. It is going to be taller than the surrounding palms and the existing current canister site. But that's the point of the application.
Is the rendition that you have of it in these pictures, is that what it's really going to look like? Because right now, it looks like, with the panels that are up there, it looks like some weeds growing out from behind the panels, and that's about it. But,
well,
but I can tell you that living in that neighborhood, they need to do something, because people who have cell phones and what have you in that area, they're lucky if they can get one or two bars sitting in their house.
Yes, sir.
So it's, I hate to go that high, but with the terrain and everything, that's almost a necessity.
Mr. Chair, just to throw in my two cents, Cynthia, for once, you're not going to hear me complain, because you actually made it architecturally compatible.
Oh.
At least in the drawings.
I agree with that. I thought that the palm was the best thing for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I could do something that is still stealth, but honestly, it would be...
Don't even go there.
Yeah, it would look bad. And it would be, you know, like a billboard. Who wants a billboard in the middle where you could have a...
No, then I would go crazy.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't like that.
I know. And you wouldn't be... So I do think the palm is the best thing for the neighborhood. It does blend in with the surroundings. Obviously, it's surrounded by palms in both directions.
Well, at least you won't have to trim it.
Well, if no one has anything else, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
Goes to Planning Commission on the 17th of May.
Yes, sir. Be there.
No, you only. You probably should have them for your next presentation. Item number 9, DS220182, Herps Family Limited Partnership 2, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Dewey Drive and Russell Road, and between Polaris Avenue and Procyon Street within Paradise.
1895 Village Center Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89134. We're requesting that the pot easements on the north, located at the southwest corner of Polaris Avenue and Dewey Drive, and the south, located on the northwest corner of Russell Road, Polaris Avenue, are both vacated due to the development of the site, and the pot easements are no longer needed. So we're requesting the 33-foot patents and the 3-foot on both the north and the south properties. Thank you.
Is there anyone would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the members of the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval of this item, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
That goes to the Planning Commission on the 17th.
Thank you.
Item number 10, DR220177, Parball Nuco LLC, design review for a comprehensive sign package for a resort hotel, Horseshoe, on 30.0 acres in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Rebecca Miltenberger, 100 North City Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant. And this is the first application related to a new comprehensive sign plan at the Bally's Hotel, which is now basically known as the Horseshoe. This evening we are asking for a design review for a new digital marquee that will be replacing the existing marquee that's located on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Flamingo. The three footings and a triangular shape will stay the same. The setbacks will stay the same as well. We're just replacing the materials on the top portion of the sign. So here's a rendering. It'll be a three-sided digital sign. And we will be increasing the height from approximately 150 feet today to 177 feet. The sign will remain shorter than the Horseshoe Hotel, which is 276 feet. The existing sign area is approximately 18,000 square feet, and the new sign will increase that square footage by 1,178 square feet. Additionally, the digital or animated signage will increase by about 8,000 square feet with this new sign. The sign will enhance the visual characteristic of the property and is consistent with other signs in the resort corridor. Staff's recommending approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone in the audience like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no other comments or questions, I make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And goes to the BCC on 518.
Yes.
Item number 11, ET22400036, WS19-0680, Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth, Waivers Development Standards, First Extension of Time, for the following. One, reduced side setback, and two, reduced height setback. Design review for design modifications to a previously approved youth referral service on 0.2 acres, portion of 0.7 acres in a CP office and professional AE60 zone, generally located on the west side of Shirley Street, 150 feet north of Ratkovich Avenue and Paradise, within Paradise.
Good evening. Bonnie McGresser, Brazen Architecture 900, Karen Avenue, Las Vegas, representing the item and the Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth. We're asking for an extension of WS190680. As requested, as you see here. Due to various issues over time, dealing with funding and increases in HUD time with reviews and having to wait for that to be bid out.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing that, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, you're only asking for 18 months. Is that going to be enough?
I certainly hope so.
Okay.
We're in the middle of construction right now.
Oh, I wasn't sure because it said you were in the permit process. So, but you have your permits and you've started building?
We have the first series of permits okay. for the project, and we've started construction. We started construction in January. And this expired while we were going through the bid process, and we have submitted revisions to the documents to the building department, and so and this got us hung up a little bit.
So we'll offer extra time.
Take 24 because the way
we just did 2 years on a sign. I think we can do, and I know that permits are running 8 weeks nowadays, and trying to get materials is extremely hard. So, you know, we want to go to. I made a motion to go into 2024.
We'll take it.
Okay.
See you next month for another.
So I would make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions with a date of April 26, 2024 to commence. That gives you 2 years from now.
Can we just extend that to the October 16th?
Sure.
Instead of, I know it gives them another 6 months, but at the same time, it will keep the dates a little cleaner for staff and when they're
sure.
Track applications.
So I'll amend my motion to extend till October 16th 2024 to commence.
So we have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions, and until October 16th, 2024 to commence. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Planning Commission on the 17th of May.
Thank you.
Item number 12, ZC220154, K&G LLC, zone change to reclassify 3.5 acres from an H2 general highway frontage zone to C2 general commercial zone. Use permits for the following: 1. Vehicle recreational vehicles and watercraft sales. 2. Vehicle recreation vehicle watercraft repair. Vehicle recreation vehicles and watercraft wash. And 4. Vehicle recreational vehicles and watercraft storage. Waiver development standards for the following: 1. Reduced separation for a vehicle recreational vehicle and watercraft wash from a residential use. And 2. Allow a fence where not permitted. Design reviews for a recreational vehicle and watercraft service center, generally located on the south side of Boulder Highway, 900 feet southeast of Desert Inn Road within Paradise.
Hello, Robert Messiana, 107 East Charleston Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, representing the applicant. Excuse me. This is actually an expansion of the existing dry dock boat facility here. It's owned by the same people. We're building a new, basically, repair facility with boat and RV storage. Fuel dispensing. Fuel dispensing is only for people who store their vehicles here and stop for the public. And there's a retail area, not for boat sales, but for accessories and things like that, and a small cafe, and then some office space. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
There's no public to ask, but so I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I do have a question for Robert. you said that there is going to be fuel.
Yes.
Dispense, right? Is any of it propane or CNG?
It is propane and gas.
Are the devices related to the propane or the CNG, are those in any way changing? And like, are you modifying the tanks or any of those structures? The supply tanks?
There will be a new supply tank for this facility.
Okay. Has that been reviewed by the fire department?
No. It obviously has to be before we get a building permit.
Obviously.
For that.
Okay.
This is the first step.
Okay, the reason I bring it up is because I have run into this in my career in planning within Clark County. In several taxi authority sites, we had propane tanks and CNG tanks installed without permitting. And so, it's surprising, but how often do we hear these things here? And those are a major hazard. And they can be incredibly, so people put them standing up and they can tip over. And that's a really bad day because now we're talking about a potential rocket. All right, so I'm just bringing it up. I'm not actually going to throw cold water on the application, but I'm making that part of the record for staff and for our minutes to show. Okay.
This is a horizontal tank, and it's fairly
less falling.
Yes, more volume.
Yeah.
Not a huge capacity. It's really for RVs to show up at a propane facility. So unlike a taxi facility, it's quite a large capacity.
Okay. Just making sure that's on the record.
Thank you.
Sure. And if no one has any further questions, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion for approval of this particular item, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And Planning Commission on the 17th of May. Yeah. I feel like a broken record on this. Everything is on. Okay, general business. Do we have any general business? None? All right. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone. And where did I leave off? If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Seeing none. Next meeting is May 10th, 2022. Do I have a motion to it? Yes.
I will be absent. That's my 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh. Congratulations.
I'm not clapping because you'll be absent.
I appreciate that.
Under protest.
And with that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
A motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Motion passed.